Good morning. It is good to see all of you this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll be looking at verse 12 to verse 15. And as you are actually turning there, let me begin by telling this story as a way of introduction. Imagine a young professional named Sarah, who actually leads a hectic life, balancing work, personal commitments, and various responsibilities. Sarah is an ambitious project manager, working on multiple projects simultaneously. She has to attend meetings, and she has to collaborate with different teams because she's working on different kinds of projects. Not only that, she is also actively involved in her community as a volunteer and dedicates time also to keep fit. Now that's a fully packed schedule, isn't it? With such a packed schedule, it's not uncommon for Sarah to occasionally forget some important tasks or appointments. I mean, she might overlook a deadline because it's just so much. She might even miss a meeting because the schedule, as I've actually indicated, is fully apart. She might even forget to complete the task that she was assigned to do. Now, truth be told, such lapses or forgetting these events and these meetings have actually severe consequences. If she forgets to attend a meeting, if she forgets to actually finish what she was supposed to finish on a specific deadline, she's even jeopardizing her own reputation, her work progress, and even her commitments. So, Sarah, knowing that all these things she has to juggle them, she recognizes that there is a need for a reminder. I mean, for directors in organizations or in offices or in companies, they usually have a PA. I'm at a PA, personal assistant, isn't it? A personal assistant, most of the time they keep what? They keep records and arrange meetings and remind their bosses what is coming next. So she recognizes the need for reminders. And so Sarah starts using a digital assistant app on her smartphone. She sets up reminders for important meetings, deadlines, and tasks, allowing her to stay organized and on top of her schedule and her responsibilities. Sometimes the app sends her, you know, push notifications, emails, or even text messages at predetermined intervals, ensuring that she receives timely reminders for each commitment. She has a problem. She has so much to do, but she has a solution to it, which is what? Setting up a reminders. She knows, if I'm going to actually do this and do it well, I need reminders. And this is just in the professional world. But guess what? Even for a Christian, reminders are even more important than they are for Sarah. For you and for me, we need reminders. We need reminders because the problems that Sarah might have been actually experiencing, or forgetting a meeting, or actually forgetting to finish something on time and doing things that she needed to do, it's our problem, isn't it? It's our problem. It's also a problem for a Christian. And the text we're in this morning just highlights that. Let's read together and then we'll pray and go into the sermon. And so, if you are looking for a title of this sermon, it's actually just a principle of reminder. The principle of a reminder. And so, we will not read from verse 3, we'll just read from verse 12, where Peter is actually saying, "Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities. Even though you know them and are established in the truth that you have, I think it right, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the pulling off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made it clear to me." Verse 15, "And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things." May the Lord bless the reading and the proclamation and the hearing of His word. Amen. If you notice, in these four verses, three times the word reminder is actually brought to light. Look at verse 12. He says, I intend to always remind you. And then in verse 13, he says, "I think it right, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by way of what? Of reminder." Look at verse 15, he says, "And I will make every effort," or "I will be diligent. I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able to what? To recall these things to mind." The idea is the same of reminder. We need reminders. We need to be reminded. And we'll see in a few moments that there's no one who doesn't need a reminder. No Christian can actually say, "I do not need a reminder." Now, contextually, we are in 2 Peter, and I said last time when we were actually looking at verse 11, verse 3 to 11, I said Peter is writing to believers who are actually under the threat of false teachers. These are false teachers, if you go to chapter 2, who are actually denying the Master Jesus Christ himself. And they are living lives that is actually sensual, are impure. They are actually living like they are false teachers who actually do not regard the Savior they should. And so they are taking their teaching and rubbing it off on these believers that Peter is writing to. And so Peter wants to actually say to them, he wants to say, "I want you to know that the things that I've taught you and the things that I'll be teaching you are not new, and I want you to actually keep these things in mind." So Peter felt constrained to remind his audience of his teaching. The reason he wants to actually remind them is because what is at stake is not just, you know, a Sunday morning. What is at stake is not just one's work. In fact, what is at stake is eternity. What is at stake is eternity. That's why actually in verse 11, where we get the issue of eternity. In verse 8, he says, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective." But look at verse 10. "Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall." Verse 11. "For in this way, they will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So what's at stake here is not just one's personal life. What's at stake here is eternity. And this is why Peter would actually take a moment and say, I want you to know that I'm going to keep reminding you. And the truth of the matter is, like I said, we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded. And then the reason why we need to be reminded is because we are forgetful people. I mean, how many of us remember what we learned last Sunday? How many of us remember what we learned last Sunday? And Peter says, you have need of what? Of being reminded. How many of us remember what we learned 3 weeks ago? How many of us remember what we have been learning for the past 5 months? That's why we have need of reminder. And so, in the minutes that we have, I would like us to look at three realities about the principle of reminder, which you are to take to heart if ever you are to grow in godliness. Because it's connected to what we looked at previously. Three realities about the principle of a reminder you are to take to heart. For most of us, when we hear, you know, especially these days that, you know, before we come to church, we already know which text is going to be preached to from, isn't it? And already if you have actually sat under, you know, a sermon by, you know, John MacArthur or John Piper, and, you know, it's the same text that's going to be preached here. For most part, it's, we tune off, isn't it? We tune off, I already know this. But many times, how many times have we actually said, I know this, I already know this. There's that actually attitude which is not actually helping us as Christians, helping us as believers, actually even helping us to grow in godliness, because we have that attitude of I know it already, but the problem, the issue is we are people that are forgetful. So we'll look at three realities of this principle of reminder which you have to take to heart. The first one is you need to realize your need of reminders. Realize your need for reminder. Or, to put it differently, let me just put it this way. Everyone needs reminding. Everyone needs a reminding. Look again at verse 12. Look at verse 12. This is what the Apostle Peter is actually saying. He says, therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities. I intend always to remind you of these qualities. But he starts with the word therefore. The therefore is pointing us to what actually he has just said before. He says, on the basis of what I've said in verse 3 to actually verse 11, I want you to know that it's no new things that I'm going to be actually telling you or writing to you or speaking to you or preaching to you. It's actually a way of reminder. What has actually Peter actually said in the previous verses? We know in verses 3 and 4, we looked at this. Peter is actually telling the believers, you can actually grow in godliness because God has given you everything you need to do that. In verse 5 to 7, you hear Peter actually exhorting the saints and telling them, you need to do your part. God has saved you. God has actually made you righteous. He has actually sanctified you positionally. But practically, you need to actually see that realized in your life and say it's your responsibility. And this is why, even in verse 8 to 11, he actually highlights the fact that, you know, these qualities, when one is growing in godliness, when you are growing in holiness, when you are growing in obedience to Christ, guess what? You are effective. You are fruitful. In fact, you have actually the fruit of assurance of your salvation. So this is what actually Peter is actually saying. I will always intend to actually remind you. We have need for reminders. But this is not just, it's not just Peter who has actually, who sees this in this way. In fact, the Apostle Paul brings this in the same way. Look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 1. Philippians 3 verse 1. Philippians 3 verse 1, here's what Paul is actually saying. He says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. And then he goes on to say, to write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it is safe for who? For you. In other words, what Paul is saying, he's saying, I'm writing the same things. I'm actually reminding you of the things that I've already what? I've actually already told you. And he says, you know what? Remind us, safeguard you. But we'll see more as we go. Again, the word reminder has the idea of helping someone to remember something or to remember someone. But it's not just a matter of reminding or helping someone to remember. It is actually intricately connected to actually reminding someone, helping someone to remember with the goal that they may fulfill their obligation. Why reminding you? Why is Peter reminding these believers? I want to believers, he's saying, so that they can actually fulfill a certain goal. Those with kids will understand, will know that kids need reminding, isn't it? The kids need to hear the same truths over and over again. I mean, you can tell a child, stop doing that. It's wrong. It's actually not right for you to do that. They will look at you and they will stop doing it. But in the next 3-4 minutes or 1 hour, they'll go back to the same thing. The truth of the matter is we have need for reminders. We have need for reminders. If you have groups need to be reminded. If you are discipling someone, a disciple need to be reminded to obey the word. If anything, you need to be reminded, because we are all a people that actually forget. So realize your need for reminder. And Peter is saying, I'm actually intending to do this, not just once. He says, I am intending to be doing this every single day. He says, I will use every opportunity to remind you of what you already know. Again, the way it's actually being said, it should actually be rebuking to us, in a sense that Peter is using the word reminder, and by that he simply means, I'm not going to say something that's new. Have you realized that whatever we do here, for most part, is reminders? Whatever we preach here, for most part, is reminders. Isn't it? It may be said in a different way. It may be crafted in a different way. But how many times have we heard here that Christ died for us? And how many ways have we heard this actually being said? So you and I have need for reminders. And Peter here acknowledges. He was not telling his readers anything new. And for most part, let me just say, most of the things you'll be preaching have been preached here and will be preached from this pulpit will not really be new. There will be things that you already know. There will be things that you already know. But Peter, he says, you know what? I want you to know that I will keep reminding you. And the truth is, Peter must have known the ground that Paul had actually covered. Because Paul had preached so much. And Paul had actually preached to these people. He knew Paul had actually given them enough. And this is why he says hearing the same things from someone is no problem. It shouldn't be a problem. I want you to know that you have need for reminders because you're a people that are forgetful. We're a people that are actually forgetful in many, many ways. So we have need for reminders. You have need for reminders. I mean, how many? Another thing is, if you think, no, me, I don't need reminding. I know it all. Knowing with our walk with Christ, with our Christian life, we can only be sure you know it when you are living it. We can only be certain you know it when you are living out that which you know. But how many times have we heard things and we are not actually living right? I mean, how many times do we need to be reminded that we need to be pure? For most of us, we still need to hear the same things that God is calling us to what? To purity, isn't it? I mean, let's face it. We need even reminders of prayer. 2 weeks ago, our brother Taman was here teaching about prayer. And most of us, if we sit down and we talk, we will share that I'm struggling. Which simply means you need what? You need reminders. We need reminding. Oh yeah, of course, Peter is saying, I'm actually going to remind you of these qualities. He has listed a number of things, and he is talking about growth in godliness. But again, we can extend it. We all need reminders. We need to be reminded of our work, of our Christian work ethics, isn't it? Because when we're in the working environment, we can easily become like everyone else in the work environment. But God calls us to something different, isn't it? To work differently, not as unto men, but as unto who? Unto God. We need to be reminded that we are here as a body and we need to save. Again, it's a need for reminder, isn't it? We know these things. It's not like we don't know. We do. And parents need to be reminded that they need to actually bring up their children in the fear and actually admonition of the Lord. They need to be reminded again and again. We need to be reminded. You and I have need of reminder. If you think you don't need reminder, then you are actually rejecting what is outrightly, actually clearly taught in this place. Everyone needs reminders. No exceptions. Here's how Peter puts it. Look at verse 12. He says, I intend always to remind you of these qualities. But look at the concessive, you know, clause that he actually uses. He says, even though you are. So if you were saying, I know, Peter is saying, I know you what? You know. But even though I know you need to be reminded of that which you already know. I know you need to be reminded of that which you already know. So Peter says, I know you know of the great doctrines of salvation. I know you know of your responsibilities, of Christ's great commission. I know you know that you are actually to be continually gathered with fellow believers. I know you know that you are to be submissive to Christ and to the leaders of the church. I know you know, but even though you know, I want to remind you still. If you thought, I know. And if you're in that space where you're saying, I do know. I don't need anything. I don't need anyone. Peter here says, I want you to know that you have need of reminders. You have need of reminders. And again, who is to remind who? Who is to remind whom? Peter here, of course, is reminding his readers. But you know what? By extension, it's our responsibility to be reminders of others, isn't it? It's your responsibility as a believer. It's my responsibility as a believer to keep reminding a brother, to keep reminding a sister, to keep reminding one another of what Christ has done. I mean, how many times we wallow in our, actually, you know, concerns, and we wallow in our worries, and we wallow in our difficulties and all of that. And how much we need someone to remind us, you know what? God is actually what? Faithful. We need, you know, when we're in those moments of difficulties, when someone has lost someone, you know what? That someone, that brother, that sister needs you to remind them, even though they know it already. I keep telling people, what I'm going to be sharing with you, it's nothing new for most part. In fact, you know these things. In fact, you may know them better than I even what? Do. But in those moments, trust me, they need to be what? Reminded. They need to be reminded. Whose responsibility? Your responsibility. We have the responsibility to one another to actually be that agent, to be that element of actually reminding someone. We have the duty. Yesterday we were looking at Romans, that means, and I was saying, Paul is saying, I'm obligated. I have an obligation. I have the duty that I must do whether I want or not, whether I feel like it or not. And guess what? We have the duty to one another. Your brother, your sister needs to be reminded of the same old truths. We make the same mistakes always. We make the same mistakes always. We need to remind, brother, I think the path that you are taking, it's not the path you should take. Remember what the Lord has said in His Word. So it does not matter whether you know already, but you have need of reminders. You have need of reminders. The truth of the matter is, these brothers knew what Paul had actually preached to them. These believers knew Peter's messages, Peter's preachings. But he still says, I want you to know that you have need for reminding. You have need for reminding. So here's a simple illustration. Truth is like seed. And truth unspoken is like a seed still in the package and not in the ground. There is no way it can produce any fruit. Here's the truth. Truth unrepeated is like a seed in the ground of one's heart, which is only watered once. I mean, when you hear the word once, you hear it, and it's in your heart, but that's all. But guess what? You need someone to keep coming and actually watering that what? That seed of truth. And that's actually the reminders that we continually are getting. So here's what you need to get as well. We need to remind one another. Brothers need to remind sisters. And sisters need to remind brothers. Brothers, brothers, reminding one another. And sisters, sisters, reminding one another. As preachers, we need to continue and actually do the same. We will continue to repeat what we need, what needs to be actually repeated, because the scriptures are exactly the same. Here's what Spurgeon said when he was commenting on this. He says, although some are established in truth, and we may be some here, we still need to preach the same, the old truths with which they are familiar. The doctrines in which they are well established and are still to be proclaimed to them. He says this, every wise preacher brings forth from the treasury of truth things both new and old. New that the hearers may learn more than they know now, they knew before. And Lord, that they may know and practice better that which they do already know in part. Isn't it? Peter wants us to know that we need to be reminded. You may say, I'm established, I'm settled, I'm good. He says, although you know it, although you are established in the truth that you have, but you have need for reminders. All right, let's go to the second reality. But also say we have need. You have need to be reminded of these truths. I have need to be reminded of these truths. A reality number two about the principle of reminder is this. Know that reminders are a spiritual exercise. Reminders are a spiritual exercise. You know, sometimes we feel bothered. We feel like, I mean, why is this person nagging me with the same one? With the same things? Oh yeah, I mean, I know some will say, but you're just saying the same things. Yes, I'm saying the same things and it's good for you. It's good for you. Paul Peter here, verse 13, what does he say? He says, for I consider it right. He does not just say, I intend to do this. Of course, he is doing that. But he also says, I know this is the right thing to what? To do. Now you may be asking, why? Where is the spiritual exercise coming from? In fact, the word right comes from the same word that actually speaks of just. It speaks of righteous. It speaks of that which is spiritually right to do. So it's a spiritual exercise for believers, for the body of Christ, for saints, reminding one another. It's a spiritual exercise. So Peter is saying, in a sense, he says, reviewing and reminding and repeating and reteaching the same foundational truths over and over is the right thing to do. I mean, go and read the systematic theology book. You'll find that it's the same old truth, isn't it? If you read 10 systematic theological books, they will actually be saying the same things. And so Peter says, you know what? It's right actually to do. In case you are thinking, I've been talking to this brother over this or this sister over this for a very long time, and it seems like it's not getting there. You know, if they are not actually getting in line with what you are teaching them and reminding them, it still means you still have a responsibility to actually do, to carry out, isn't it? Yeah, you still have. And the truth of the matter is, if that's true, that if I'm failing or I'm not living up to what you are telling me or reminding me or teaching me or actually telling me the same things, if I'm not living up to that, it still means you still have a responsibility as long as I am still in that space. So Peter is saying it's the right thing actually to do. Don't feel guilty when you're actually going to someone and telling them, hey brother, remember. Hey sister, remember. Don't feel guilt. Of course, we need to be wise in how we go about it, but we need to do it because that's what Peter, he says, I deem it right for me to actually keep reminding you. John Calvin commented on this verse and this is what he said. He said this, yes, I think it right. Peter expresses more clearly how useful and how necessary the reminder admonition is, because it is needful to arouse the faithful. For otherwise, a stupor will creep in from the flesh. Though they might not have wanted teaching, yet Peter says that the gods of admonition were useful, lest security and indulgence should weaken that they have laid, that which they have lain, and possibly extinguish it. Simply, what John Calvin is actually saying, he says, we have need for reminders because over time, because of the cares of this world, we become weakened, and actually sometimes we lose or forget that which we already know. That's what John Calvin is actually saying. So he says, it is right for me. It's a spiritual exercise because it's a righteous thing to remind someone. And I'll say, acceptance or reception of reminders is actually a yardstick for maturity. The way someone receives, or the attitude with which we receive reminders, is a yardstick, is a measuring stick of actually spiritual maturity. And you, who is actually supposed to go and carry out the work of actually, you know, reminding others, it's actually also a yardstick for you of maturity, because you know, if you have a little one, you know every day you need to keep reminding them. You need to teach them the same truths. You need to tell them again and again and again the same things. And here's what Peter is saying. He says, I consider it right because it stirs you up. Look at verse 13 again. At the end of verse 13, he says this. In verse 13, I think it right as long as I'm in this body. So Peter is saying, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep doing this. He says, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder. Now, if you have been, most of us have running water. You know, tap water. If you have been Kunsinje, when there is no wind, normally the water is calm, isn't it? But when you take either a stick or a stone and you throw on the water, what happens? It shakes, isn't it? It actually moves. When the wind is blowing over at the sea, it's more or less like it's stirring up the waters, the sea itself. And so Peter is saying, I want to actually, you know, stir you up. Here's the truth. For most of us, the truth that we knew 5 years ago, for most of us, we have become either lukewarm towards them. I mean, if 5 years would be actually far. 5 years would be actually long. But we would actually say, maybe the things we heard actually 4 months ago. I mean, when we heard them, how was the response? We were so much convicted, isn't it? I mean, if we kept that fire, where would we be by now? But for most of us, we hear and it cuts us to heart, and we are so much excited. We're thinking, how am I going to actually live out this truth? And we're excited about, you know, cutting out what the Lord is saying. But guess what? By Wednesday, half of that is gone. And by next Sunday, you only have 10%. And if someone asks you, you're like, And that excitement is what? It's gone. Peter says, you know what? What reminders do? They stir you up. They stir you up. I mean, in those moments when you're down, when someone comes with a word, isn't it encouraging? You are so much afraid. You are fearful of whatever. You are fearful of all. And again, someone comes and says, you know what? Remember, the Lord is in what? In control. The Lord is in control. You are afraid of the future, and someone comes and says, you know what? Remember. Because that's essentially what they say. Remember what the Lord has what? Has said. You may not have what you want, but guess what? Someone comes and says, you know what? Remember. In those difficult circumstances, they stir you up. Reminders have a way of exciting you, of bringing you back to life. It's like revitalizing you. You were almost unconscious. And here is someone, it's like you are in a desert and you've run out of water and you are so thirsty that your life is actually going out, and someone comes with a drop of what? Of water. That cold water that you need, that's what reminded. And they revitalize you. They give you new life. Again, that's why we need to be reminded of our responsibility to evangelism. That's why we need to be reminded of our duty to the church. That's why we need to be reminded of all and everything that the Lord has actually spoken. One of the things that the writer of Hebrews is saying is this. He says, do not neglect the meeting of us, assembling of ourselves together, isn't it? Because by so doing, we what? We stare each other or one another towards what? Good deeds. Don't carry out this experiment. But the truth of the matter is, stay away for a month from all brothers and sisters and be by yourself. Come back and tell me how you are. If you stay away from the fellowship, if you stay away from everyone and anyone who you know, they will actually speak into your life words of encouragement. Guess what? At the end of the day, you will come back and you will come back different. Because coming together, gathering together, has a way of actually stirring us up. Some of us will say, you know what? There was a time I used to be excited about sharing the gospel. I was excited to share it. I mean, I wouldn't let anyone just pass me by. I would stop them and ask them, brother or sister, can I share with you the gospel? But over time, we became what? We became cold. We lost it. And then there was a sermon that was preached, and there was someone who was giving a testimony of how someone actually shared the gospel with them, and this is how their lives changed. And guess what? That's how some of us were actually even stirred up, and we went back and started doing the things we are called to do. We ought to do. We have need for reminders. And you need to know, reminding someone is a spiritual exercise. You shouldn't be in a place, it's a dangerous place for a Christian to be, to say, I'm okay. I do not need anyone to tell me. I mean, what you essentially say, even though you're coming to church, if you have produced that statement, you are contradicting yourself. Because the fact that you are coming here every Sunday, you are basically saying, I need to be reminded. I need to be reminded. So we have need for reminders. So as a brother, remind others. It's your responsibility. As a sister, remind others. As a pastor, I need to keep reminding you. As a parent, you need to keep reminding your children. As a disciple, you need to keep reminding your disciple, if you do have one. As believers, we need to be in a practice of actually reviewing all the major doctrines. That's why we are doing the FOF. The fundamentals of? How many times have we done this now? I think this should be the second time, the second time. I know some, when we started with, why do we need deeper things, isn't it? Huh? We need deeper things. Why do we? I'll just make sure that I'm coming in at the end of, you know, the teaching, so that, I already got this. How much are you actually living out? How much are you are living out. Let me close us with the last one. Third reality. Peter says in verse 15, so verse 14 is connected to verse 13. He says, I'm going to do this because I know I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And just before we go to the next one, you need to know, you have a duty to your sister, you have a duty to your brother, you have a duty to your brother, to your brother, you have a duty to your sister, to actually do this. And God is looking at how faithful you have been in actually reminding your brothers and sisters. And guess what? You will not always be there for them. Okay, let's go to the last one. So, the first one is you need to realize your need for reminder. Or, just know, everyone has a need for reminder. Now, number two is that reminders are a spiritual exercise. You are serving the Lord when you are actually reminding your brothers and sisters. And lastly, reminders. Realize that reminders equip you for the future. I'm not going to take long on this one. Realize reminders are a means of equipping. Are a means of equipping you. Here's how Peter puts it in verse 15. He says, and I will make every effort. Again, it's the same which is what he has said in verse 12. I intend always to do this. But he says, I will make every effort. I will do this with due diligence. I'm not going to tire actually of doing this. But look at the very end of it. He says, I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to remember these things. At any time to remember these things. Oh, how many stories have been told of believers who learned something long ago and it was impressed upon them. I mean, some of us were here who actually, in Sunday school, we still remember those things that were impressed upon us in those moments. And guess what? It was a matter of what? Repetition, isn't it? It was a matter of repetition. And they equipped us. Some of us actually, the Lord started working in our hearts at that particular moment. And there are countless numbers of believers who actually, you know, after learning something after a long time, and the Lord used this to their, whatever they had learned at some point, and they were like, I remember the time that I was actually taught this. I remember the time that I was actually taught this. I remember someone reminding me of this very truth. And the goal is that so that you can actually be useful at a certain particular point. Of course, in the context, he's also talking of, you know, they need to know so that after his departure, if these false teachers keep coming and teaching the false teaching, they would be able to say, no, I know what Peter has actually taught me. I know what actually the Bible says. I know you won't actually mislead me. The goal, Peter is saying, I want you after my departure to be able to recall these things to memory. Sometimes you will not have people who to remind you. Like I said, you will not always have people around you. And I've heard stories of brothers who, you know, went away and it could be for a job. And when they came back, they were like, you know what? My view of the church has actually changed since I went away. Because wherever I was all by myself. And it was the Lord and me and all that you have actually been teaching in church and my Bible and reminding myself of what the Lord has actually what? Said. It's for your equipping. It's for your equipping. It's for your equipping. Peter says, I want you to recall these things. I want you to remember. Again, he doesn't specify under what circumstances he wants them to what? To remember. But I do believe Peter has everything in mind, ranging from false teachers. When false teaching is spreading, Peter wants them to remember the truth. When they are actually tempted, Peter wants to remember what he has actually taught them. When they are going through difficult times, Peter wants them to remember that their suffering, their momentary affliction are just like a process through which God goes through, like fire, so that it comes on the other side, purified. Peter wants these brothers to actually remember. In moments when they need it. Psalm 119 verse 11, David is saying, I hid your word in my heart, isn't it? That I might not what? When did he hide God's word in his heart? And he is actually preparing himself. He says, I'm impressing it upon my own heart. I'm taking time to memorize, to actually keep this to memory, so that when time comes, I'm able to remember. No, this the Lord actually prohibits. Prohibits. Here's Peter's point. Reminders will stir you up. Reminders will keep you for the future, for the difficulties of the future, for the joys of the future. Because sometimes we only think of difficulties, isn't it? Even the joys, the blessings. Sometimes the blessings, because of blessings, people have actually walked away from the Lord. You need to be reminded again. So that's what Peter is actually saying. He says everyone has need for reminder. And he says reminder, reminding someone, or the work of reminding, is actually a spiritual exercise. And it has actually the equipping effect on you. Let me just close by actually giving three applications as we do. First one. When you have heard it all before, be ready to hear it again. Be ready to hear it again. For most of us, sometimes we tune out. I'm always asking myself, why has the Lord actually brought me here so that I can hear this truth again? I remember someone saying, after listening to someone, something that they already, you know, knew and had actually sat under the sermon, and the Lord brought it again through another preacher. And a few days later, they were in a situation that they needed. The Lord was just preparing them for that. You never know why the Lord is actually bringing. So after you have heard it all before, be ready to hear it again. And let me say another application. Indifference to the truth is never spiritually healthy. Indifference to the truth is never spiritually healthy. Now, this is not indifference of I don't care. It's still within the same line of saying, I know it already, so I do not need anyone to tell me anything anymore. It is for your own good. It is for your own good. Here's the last one. You need to grow in your love for God's word. Because when you are reading God's word, all you are doing is what? I mean, reminding yourself, isn't it? I mean, if you have read the Bible back to back, if you are reading it again, it's reminding yourself, isn't it? So at the end of the day, it is God's will that we be reminded. And you will do yourself good to be reminded. Again, you may be here. Again, reminding in a gospel sense is to actually say, you may be here this morning and you're not a believer, but you have heard that you need to come to Christ because you are what? You are a sinner. And you're like, ah. Here's another reminder. Because you have need for Christ. And you have heard that, probably. If you haven't, then this is a call for you. If you're a believer, embrace the grace of being reminded. It is for your own good. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for exposing our own pride in many ways as we do not respond so well when it comes to being reminded. We're excited to be reminded about certain things, but not certain things. So Lord, I do pray that this will be imprinted upon our hearts, that would be believers who know that we have need to be reminded. And you also remind us, you help us to realize that it is our responsibility. It is a spiritual, actually, exercise to remind one another of the same old truths. Because they are actually for our own good, but ultimately for your own glory. So we pray you bless this message to our hearts, that we will not tire to lay in the same old truths, we will not tire to be reminded of the same old truths. We pray and ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.